Hey, Pop's, lunch ready?
Yeah, you're gonna love it. I got a recipe from the Cavorting connoisseur. It is right here, you're gonna love it, I told you.
What is it?
What you want it to be.
Somebody else's lunch? In here, Miss Hopkins.
Good afternoon, Lamont, Mr. Sanford. I just dropped over to bar. Oh, I see you have been watching the Cavorting connoisseur, yes. It's an old southern recipe, Louisiana quiche.
Connoisseur calls it Louisiana quiche, but I call it Oklahoma crud.
That's crude.
Crude crud, ain't it?
Having a little get-together this week for some of the ladies in the neighborhood.
Oh, at the Sanford Arms?
Yes, correct. Yes, it's sort of a get-to-know-your-minority party. I wonder if I might borrow a bowl from my potato chips.
Oh, sure. I got one right
here. Oh, good.
There you go. How about that?
That's fine. Mr. Sanford. Mr. Sanford, my bathtub is backing up again. Now, what do you suggest?
I suggest you get in it. Take it out of reverse and drive it off a cliff.
Well, I never.
Try it, you'll like it. Why don't you sit down and have your lunch?
You expect me to eat that?
It could be worse.
How?
You could expect me to eat it.
I'll grab myself a fat burger after the next delivery. You know, I'll tell you something,
Bob.
Wait a second. One day, I'm gonna come in this house, and you're gonna fix a decent meal for me. Is that today's mail?
Yeah, that's today's mail. I sorted it already. See there? These go to you, and these go to me. And this one goes in the filing cabinet. Goodbye, Bill.
Oh, wow, it came, Pop. I've been waiting for this for weeks, man. I've been accepted.
Accepted? Oh, the adoption papers. Somebody gonna take you on my hands.
No, Pop, well, you remember Lee Ginsberg, he came down to the Y a few weeks ago, and he saw me in one of my acting classes, and he said I was terrific, Pop.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and he's accepted me in his workshop. Listen, it's an honor to study with Lee Ginsberg, Pop. I mean, he's a fabulous teacher, and besides that, he developed an entirely new method of acting.
Let's see that. Tuition, $200. He developed an entire new method of robbery.
Hey, the class starts next Wednesday. I hope I have enough money saved.
Well, listen now, wait a minute. Now, remember that money in there. Some of that's my money in there for the work that I did.
I know, Pop, and you deserve a fair share for the work you do around here.
Now, tell me something.
Here's a dime. 168, 169, 170. I'm $30 short, but I think I can have the money by next Wednesday.
Well, listen, son, why don't you forget about this old Ginsberg guy? I can teach you more about acting than he can.
Oh, sure you can.
Sure I can. Give me that money.
Hey, would you give me my money back?
Listen, see there? I got you acting like a guy who just lost $170.
Stop it. Now, look, Pop, I just want to tell you, I know this doesn't mean anything to you, and $200 is an awful lot of money, but This is very important to me, Pop, and I hope you understand.
Listen, Lamont, you're my son. I do understand.
Good. Thanks a lot, Pop.
And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
Oh, hi, Hutch.
Hi, Lamont.
See you later, Pop.
Hi, Fred.
Hi, Hutch.
What's that awful smell?
It's a recipe I got from the Cavorting Connoisseur. Like to have some?
I don't think so. I think you burned it.
Well, put some solar cane on it. You won't know the difference. Hey, that reminds me, the Cavorting Connoisseur is on now.
And that's it for today's edition of the Cavorting Connoisseur.
We missed it.
I do hope you enjoyed the show, especially Mrs. Waterford's household hint, how to make sour cream in your own home.
You don't know how to make sour cream in your own home? You get some skim milk and hold it up in front of Esther's face.
Goodbye, everybody. See you next time.
See you, Cavorting.
Don't touch that dial. How would you like to make some easy money?
Easy money? He's reading our minds, Fred.
Are you tired of not having any money at all?
Now he's reading our pockets.
Why don't you be a Whopper Chopper salesman? Simply call 555-9191 and our representative will come out and show you how this do-all food chopper can improve your lot in life.
Yeah, I got a lot to improve.
No obligation. Call now and learn how you, too, can earn easy money.
Oh, that ended. That guy's crazy. Ain't no such thing as easy money.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, Fred. You know, my cousin became one of those Whopper Chopper salesmen, and he made over
$400. $400?
In only 10 days.
$400 in 10 days? That's $40 a day. I haven't seen that kind of money since... Ain't never seen that kind of money. What'd you say that number was?
Hey, wait a minute, Fred. Now, my cousin is a great salesman. I don't think you can do as good as he could.
I can sell anything to anybody at any time, anywhere. Him. Let's see. You give me 100 Whopper Choppers at $1.75 a piece. That's $175. And I sell them for $6.75. And that makes my profit, let's see, 432 divided by 81. Goes into 719 over. Right. Yeah, okay, okay. Hello? Yes, yes, speak. Oh. Come in.
$4 billion.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Are you one Fred Sanford?
Yes, I...
Good to see you. My name is Danny Taylor, and I'm your Whopper Chopper representative. And I'm here to tell you... Da-da-da-da-da-da, a Whopper Chopper man is hard to beat. He looks 100 per from head to feet. He's got a smile, a style, a winning way. No matter where you go, you recognize him and you say, now, there's a man I'd like to know. He's got that good old Whopper pep and go. And just to look at him is quite a treat. It's hard to beat a Whopper Chopper man.
Well, just sign here, Mrs. Everett.
Sure. This must be your papers to declare you legally insane.
Now, no, sir, Mr. Sanford. See, those are just the contracts. See, I'm going to make you a rich man.
Oh, that's what I want to hear about. Sit down.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Oh. Not in my seat.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A rich, rich, R-I-C-H, rich man.
Hey, let me make you comfortable. Sit right there.
Thank you. Well... Here she is, Mr. Sanford, the Whopper Chopper. She dices, slices, minces, chops, and grates. She's the wonder of the century. She's sleek, she's streamlined, and she's inexpensive.
Is she free Friday night?
Cute? Cute, Mr. Sanford?
Well, look, I got the rest of your Whopper Choppers in my car. I'll just stack them up out back. Now, let me see. That's 100 Whopper Choppers at $1.75 apiece. That's 175 smackaroos.
Well, as soon as I sell 100 Whopper Choppers for $6.75 apiece, I'll give you your $175.
I'm Mr. Sanford. You see, my policy is COD, cash on delivery.
Well, now, that's a good policy. But try my policy, HID.
HID?
Yeah, have it in December.
I'm sorry, Mr. Sanford. I guess we just can't do business.
Well, good to see you.
Hey, wait a minute.
Ralph, you know what? I'll just have to sell these to Mr. Lewis across town. Let me see. This is his fourth order.
Fourth order.
Right. You see, he's already made $1,600 selling Whopper Choppers, and you could too, but, well, if you don't have the money.
Wait a minute. I didn't have the money. Yeah, take the contract. I got the money. It's my son's money. See, it's my money once removed. And I'm going to have to remove it.
Well, Mr. Sanford, just remember, it takes money to make money.
Well, let me think a second. I thought. Hey, look out there. Should I or shouldn't I?
I'm waiting, Mr. Sanford.
Oh, give me a minute. I'm trying to decide. He'll kill me. He'll kill me not. He'll kill me. He'll kill me not.
I'm talking about $1,600, Mr. Sanford.
He'll kill me, but I'll die rich. Here's the money.
Thank you, sir. And here's your Whopper Choppers. And Mr. Sanford, thank you very much for the money. Believe me, you won't regret it.
Uh-huh.
Good to see you.
Hey, Pop, who's that dude? What's in the box?
What box? Oh, in the box. La 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 la. It's your Christmas present, and don't open it up till 25th of December.
Listen, Whopper Choppers, the television commercial. Pop, you didn't.
No, I swear I didn't, and take my life for it.
You gave that dude my tuition money for those Whopper Choppers. You stole my money.
Don't say that. I mean, when I sell the Whopper Choppers, I'll give you your money back, and I don't have enough money to give you that $30 extra you need.
But it's stealing, Pop.
No, it ain't. It's stealing with interest. Banks do it all the time.
You stole my money, man. You know how much that acting class meant to me.
Well, I'll get it back.
Pop, if I don't have that money by Wednesday, man, I'm splitting. I'm leaving.
Oh, son, don't say that. I mean, that's all I've done for you.
Well, stop doing things for me, man. How come every time you do something ridiculous, it's for me? It's never for you. If I don't get that money, Pop, you will have messed up a great opportunity for me, and I'm not going to let you do it anymore.
Well, I didn't know that the acting class meant more to you than your old sick father who's been taking care of you for 35 years with arthritis.
Don't you understand, Pop? It's not just the acting lessons. This is the last straw, man. If I let you get away with this, there's no telling what you'll do next.
Wait a minute, son. Be reasonable. Be reasonable. Oh, shut. If Lamont leaves, I'll die. I'll die. What am I going to do? Freddie's life's gone down the drain. God pulled out the stopper. Stole money from my only son. But he lousy Whopper Chopper.
Do you really think you're going to sell some of those Whopper Choppers at the party?
Well, I better, because I only got 2 days to get Lamont's money back.
You said you could sell anything just by turning on the charm.
Yeah, and I turned on the charm, and the people turned on their sprinklers.
You mean you didn't even sell one Whopper Chopper?
Not one.
Well, you better move fast if you don't want Lamont to move out.
Yeah, well, I don't want him to move out. He might be a dummy. It was the only dummy I got. That must be the guest now.
I'll get it. See you later, Fred.
Okay,
Good evening, ladies.
How are you? Mr. Sanford, you dear, dear man. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate you're allowing us to use your home for this little get-together.
Well, make yourself at home. Sit down. My door's always open.
Thank
Have a seat, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Hi, you're too
kind. Oh, hello, Janet. How's your husband?
Oh, he's fine.
Hey, how long you been married now?
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I've been doggone. I remember when I was married 3 weeks, I said to my son, Lamont.
Oh, Mr. Sanford, you are a caution. And I might add a
A very, very gracious host.
Not only a gracious host, but I'm supplying the free entertainment.
Oh, splendid. How interesting.
Yes.
Well, what?
Hey, what's with you? What's the matter with you? Why are you crying?
This is the first time me and Roger have been apart since we got married.
Well, what are you crying for? You ought to be happy. You need to rest. I want you to pay close attention, because you'll never see this again in your life. You will be amazed. Now, this is an onion.
Amazing.
I want you to notice there's nothing up my sleeve, and here's a hat, and there's nothing in the hat. So forget the hat. Here's what I want to talk about, the Whopper Chopper. Here it is, ladies. I want you to look at this Whopper Chopper, this little gadget you can have for the low, low price of $6.75. $6.75. You just take an onion and drop it right in there like this, and all you have to do is turn the hat and grab it. Wait a minute.
Are you all right?
Wait a minute.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Oh, here we are. My goodness, you need a safety catch. Mine has a safety catch on it.
You got one of these?
Oh, yes, indeed. We all have one. You see, Mrs. Miller had a Whopper Chopper party last week. We all bought one.
You mean none of you ladies don't buy a Whopper Chopper?
What has that to do with the party? Come, let us get on with the magic.
Oh, you want magic?
Yes.
All right, now is my disappearing trick.
Sanford, now, can you really make yourself disappear?
Not me. You.
Me?
Her.
What
all of them. Out of the house.
Oh, come on, get out of here.
And don't touch them cookies.
Leave them.
Get out of here. Oh, get out of here. Get out of here before I saw all of your hair.
Now's the time. And here it is.
Your cavorting connoisseur has done it again. Duck a l'orange. Smells positively scrumptious. Isn't it gorgeous?
Hey, this must be the place here. And you know what? It's a dead duck in this building.
Fred?
Huh?
Do you really know what you're doing?
Listen, Hutch, I gotta get rid of these Whopper Choppers. This is my last resort.
Where
That's
you
all
going?
It is. Time. Where am I going? Up in the crowd where everybody is.
In the audience?
In the audience. Hey, excuse me, Lynn. Pop me down.
Excuse us.
Will you please?
Not for all the money on earth.
In just a moment, I'll be inviting one of you lucky people in the audience to join me in this marvelous repast. But right now, let's take time out for a commercial message.
Mr. Connoisseur.
Hi, Danny. How are you?
Great. Couldn't be better. Hey, I just want to tell you what a pleasure it is to be running our commercials on your program. Whopper Chopper sales have tripled.
Happy to help.
Hey, listen, it's our pleasure.
Thank you. Good morning.
Oh,
5 seconds.
I'll see you later. Talk to you later. Right.
And we're back. Well, who's going to be my dining companion today?
I will. No, you won't. I
will. Sit down. You need to go on a diet.
I
didn't feel that. Hey, Hutch! I told you it was a dead duck in here. Come on, sit down and see.
Just a moment, sir. Just a moment. My, oh, my, you must be ravenous.
Good bread, good meat. I'm a Baptist. Let's eat.
Would you mind telling me your name first?
Fred G. Sanford. And if you got any, the G is for gravy.
Nice to meet you, Fred. I take it you like duck.
I can take it or leave it. It's for my baby.
Your baby?
Little Lamont.
Duck a l'orange for an infant, Mr. Sanford? Should he be eating baby food?
Yes, well, you don't think I'd take a drumstick and shove it down his throat, do you? His food has to be chopped and sliced and diced.
and that's why I'm here.
Pureed.
I love a pureed.
See, this is what I want to show you here. This is Whopper Chopper. Look at here, folks. For the low, low price, it smashes, it slices, it dices, it does everything in the home. All you have to do is just turn the handle right. And the handle come off in your hand. Wait a minute now. Go back over there. I got another one here.
He's the best thing. Hey, Fred, let me help you.
In the whole world, I do it myself. In the whole world, you can take a whole duck and drop it right down in there. And but. The Whopper Chopper. Please get one of these for the low, low price. Just call me at 555-1079. And I get blue chip stamps. And see, si, si habla español. Call me. Cinco, cinco, cinco. Uno, cero, siete, nueve.
My company's image. Stop the tape.
What do you want me to do, DeWine?
Keep rolling. I love it. My audience will love it too.
Wait a minute. You can't show this on TV. I'll be the laughing stock of the chopper industry.
Hey, throw this guy out of here.
Mr. Sanford, I'm warning you.
Warn this.
All right, then, Mr. Sanford. Okay, look. All right, look. I'm begging you. Look, just don't sign the release.
Release?
Yes. I mean, allowing them to show this on television. They can't do it without your consent.
I'm signing things. Give me long as I can get my money back for these Whopper Choppers.
Oh, okay. I'll tell you what, Mr. Sanford. I'll buy them all back from you. Here's your
$175. $175 for what?
Oh, for what? For your 100 Whopper Choppers.
Now, just a moment. Now, you're a businessman. Now, you know, I paid $175 for those Whopper Choppers, and I can't sell them for the same price. Ain't no profit in that.
All right, how much more?
Well, see, there's overhead.
Overhead? What overhead?
Well, onions, a torn shirt sleeve, knuckles, that's
$200. $200? All right, $200, but you got to give me your word that you'll never sell another Whopper Chopper, ever.
That's $5 more.
$5 just for your word?
My words start at $5 a piece.
All right. Here's $200 and $5 for your word.
And here's my word.
Oh, John. If it wasn't for scientists like you, the swamp monster would still be killing innocent people. I love you, John.
Hey, Pop, what are you watching that for? That's the 15th time you've seen that movie.
Son, that movie is a classic. Now, if you were to stay home and watch movies like that, you wouldn't have to go to that old dumb acting class.
You don't just learn acting by watching movies. You have to practice. I've learned a lot in those classes, Pop. Look, here. Now, you read this, and I'll show you exactly what I mean. Now, you be Father Callahan. Go ahead.
Father Callahan. This is Father Callahan, killer. You haven't got a chance. You're surrounded, my son. Come out with your hands up.
Ooh, you dirty rat. You'll never take me alive. You're the guys that gave it to my brother, and I'm going to give it to you. I'm coming out blasting. This one's for you, kid. What do you think, Pop?
I can't believe that a guy that never had acting lessons before in life could be that good.
All right.
I loved it. I was terrific. Let me do it with you again. Come on. Now listen, you dirty rat.
No, more teeth, more teeth.
I know how to do this. Show me your face. You dirty rat.